Well, we talked about the FBI investigation into fraud and bribery in college basketball that led to 10 arrests today. And it also led to one of the biggest agencies that represents NBA players because, you know, the FBI raided ASM Sports, all right, and seized founder Andy Miller's computer. And the phones were shut off at the agency. Christian Dawkins, formerly an agent for ASM Sports, who was recently fired for racking up $42,000 in Uber charges on an unnamed...
How much?
$42,000 on an unnamed NBA player's credit card was among the 10 people arrested Tuesday. Now, the agency currently lists 47 players on its roster of clients, including Kristaps Porzingis. I'm not in any way, shape, or form talking about Porzingis as doing anything wrong. I'm just telling you that this is a firm that has 47 players, and again, one of them happens to be Kristaps Porzingis. I in no way, shape, or form am using his name to infer that he did anything wrong. What I am saying is, as we heard from Aaron Torres in the last hour of the show, this is not the NCAA. This is the FBI. This is some serious stuff.
Yeah, they have a Malachi Richardson's on their list.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have the – I'm sorry, you have the list in front of you?
Jeff Teague, Kyle Lowry.
Uh-huh. So they're big time.
Yeah, they have a lot of players on here. And 42,000 in Uber, where the heck are you going, man?
No, it's not anything that I could answer. I don't know. You know, unless you're like – you know, calling the most expensive vehicle they have and go, you know what? I know I'm in Miami right now. Can you take me to Vancouver, British Columbia? And then when I get there, I need you to hang out in the car for an hour because I'm driving right back. And, you know, I'm seriously. I mean, I don't know.
My Popeye's,
you know what I mean?
Chicken,
like, I don't really understand how you, you know, I don't know.
I don't get it, man. But you know what? It seems that down this rabbit hole, there's going to be a lot of things that are probably going to come to light because, like I mentioned, Grant, things like this in college, from high school to college, you've seen before. And I was saying, why this? Because, like you said, this isn't NCAA. This is FBI. So this takes it to a whole nother level.
Whole new ballgame.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. All right, Grant Napier, Doug Christie, if you want to call, the numbers are 339-1140. 800-920-1140. Not really much to talk about from King's first day of practice. They just did fundamentals and drills this morning. I believe that they are at practice right now, and I not being there, I'm not really sure what they're doing.
Yeah, I would think that because under the collective bargaining agreement, Grant, there's only a certain amount of time that you can have practices where you are touching each other, meaning, you know, the physicality of the practice.
And right. There are limits.
Say, yeah, right. I want to say it's 90 minutes a day. Don't quote me on that. I want to say that. So in the evening practices, that's probably where there's, you know, 5-on-5, 3-on-3, all these different things. So hopefully one of these days when we're out of here early, we'll be able to go down and take a peek.
All right. 339-1140. Let's get to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing today? I just wanted to touch base. You know, I personally, the Raiders, one thing I don't think is going to get fixed, I mean, is the defense. Yeah, we got Khalil Mack, and I'm excited about Connolly, and you know, when Melifonu gets back, I'd like to see what he can do. But frankly, the first 2 weeks, I mean, they played hard, and I think you're going to see that, you know, but I just think that's going to be a super weakness as we go down the stretch here. We're going to be facing some good teams, and we have a tough schedule. That's one thing I think is going to be a problem all year. I'm confident that the offense will play better, but, man, I really, really hope that they wake up. That next week, if they go in there and show anything like they did against Washington, we're going to get wiped again. And I hope they show some importance, because this game coming up is important, especially to open up division play. This is all I had. I just wanted to touch base, and I love you guys' show. And thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
He makes a valid point, Grant. When you go into divisional game in Mile High, this is a game that – I think it'll tell a lot about the Raiders. It's early. I get it. But after going into a game, I think where they were people thought that they were going to show well, being manhandled on the offensive line. This is a game you would like to see them come back and make a little statement, if you could, in the AFC West.
All right, 339-1140 is the local number. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. I'm very interested, as we move towards the final week of the regular season in baseball, I'm really curious to see what the ratings are going to be like if the Dodgers get knocked out of the playoffs early, or the Yankees and or Red Sox. Now, the Cubs last year, but I mean, I'm just – baseball is down right now. There's does not appear to be a lot of interest unless you live in Chicago and a Cubs fan, uh-huh. or you're living in L.A. and you're a Dodgers fan. I'm just curious. I really am NFL has been destroying baseball. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with these baseball playoffs that are going to be starting next week.
So you're in – kind of reading into what you're saying, those marquee teams need to keep, because the Yankees draw so well, the Cubs draw so well, these teams, the Dodgers draw right. so well. You want to keep them out front and center is what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess the point I'm trying to make is, and a team that's playing really well right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, boy.
Right?
How about that? That J.D. Martinez trade, I think that guy deserves – whoever is the guy in charge there deserves a raise.
I mean, if you ended up with the Houston Astros, who could very well be in the World Series.
Yes, they could.
You know, playing against even the Nationals, for instance, because the Nationals' national TV ratings this year have been awful, or a team like the Diamondbacks who sneak in mm-hmm. because they're – I mean, again, they're that would be a disaster. I mean, ratings-wise, it would be awful.
Yeah, it would. The only thing that would help is if you had some – 12-inning games, some absolutely incredible games that made people tune in. And the only thing yep. that's going to help that is all of a sudden you start talking about them on air. It's 6:13, time to watch Sacramento Republic FC host the Real Monarchs SLC Wednesday, 7:30 at Papa Murphy's Park. Tickets at SacRepublicFC.com.
I mean, to me, if you get the Dodgers and the Cubs, that's going to do mammoth numbers.
Come on. That, that thing right. is – even you might turn in for that.
Probably not. We'll be right back. Actually, I would. I would watch it. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
Hey, it is. Grant, what time is it in Thailand?
It's 8:19 in the morning.
It is 8:19 in the morning in Thailand. It is 6:19 in the p.m. here in Sacramento. Time to watch Sacramento Republic FC host the Real Monarchs SLC Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. at Papa Murphy's Park. Tickets at SacRepublicFC.com.
All right, 339-1140 locally, 800-920-1140. The Kings in action this coming Monday as preseason begins right here in Sacramento against the San Antonio Spurs. And then the Kings will be in San Antonio on Friday. Preseason continues on Sunday in Vegas against the Lakers. Then a home game the next night against Portland, and then a close out the preseason at the Clippers and at the Warriors on Thursday the 12th and Friday the 13th.
Yes, Friday the 13th. Let's get out of the way. I love that number.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Preseason here, I think we're going to see a lot of different things in the preseason. Grant, I think there's going to be some experimenting going on by Coach Yeager. I think some guys are going to be able to prove themselves. Obviously, with the exception of we had a caller, maybe Willie Cauley-Stein and maybe George at the point guard position being maybe those two solid starters. Other guys probably have, you got Z-Bo who could start, but what is Coach going to want to do? This is going to be a nice time for Kings fans to get a real good look at the team and see all the different possibilities.
All right, so we are going to talk about that as practice continues. Your impressions, and we didn't get a chance to really go back and forth on it yesterday, but with what you heard from Bogdan Bogdanović.
Yeah, impressive as well. I mean, we have a lot of impressive young men, meaning shake your hand, look you in the eye, really good conversation. I like his basketball IQ. I see him as a player that's going to be able – now, we're going to have to see him on the floor, obviously. That's still yet to be proven NBA-wise. I like what I see out of him. But the ability to do so many different things, Grant. That's the one thing with him that is going to allow him to garner playing time consistently, defend, rebound, all the different things. You got to prove it at this level, but the skill set is definitely there.
All right. We are talking about that. Your thoughts on Dwayne Wade going to the Cleveland Cavaliers?
You know, that one, if... And this could be a possibility again. Does Dwayne Wade start? If he does, that puts J.R. Smith on the bench, and I believe that bolsters your bench because it brings firepower. They're always talking about the fact that the Cleveland has two starting fives. Or do you bring Dwayne Wade off your bench? Either way that you play that, I think it's a bonus for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He brings championship experience, work ethic, a lot of different things. And say you're going to only have him for about 60 games. That sound about right?
Yeah.
And then as long as he's fresh for the playoffs, I really don't care about the regular season with him. Fresh for the playoffs is an important thing because he's still the type of player that can get you buckets, garners a double team from time to time, and he's a smart player.
I would think he would start.
Yeah. Once you get that 57 Chevy started, Grant, you got to roll with it.
Right.
You don't want that thing to cool down.
Yep.
But yeah, I think he's a, you know, obviously he knows how to play with LeBron James. He's just a quality pro, so he's going to help them immensely.
Yeah, and they said that they expect Isaiah Thomas to be available on January 1st or right around there, so that means he'll miss the first 2 months of the season.
That sounds about right. I think January might be a little presumptuous. I would make sure that he's right. I'm not experimenting at all, Grant. If I need another 30 days, like that's what I had thought. I thought maybe at All-Star break, something like that. But if you bring him back in January, All-Star break, February 4th,
around February 14th, 15th, right around there.
Okay, so if you bring him back in January, you got a little time to see how it goes, then you got a longer break. So that could work out. Yeah.
Right. It's right around the corner, folks. We're going to be talking NBA basketball on a fairly regular basis for obvious reasons. And for the Kings, they begin their schedule here during the regular season on the 18th of October as they will open up the season against the very talented Houston Rockets.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the Rockets open up on the 17th in Oakland against Golden State.
First game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a dandy.
You think that's going to be a lot of points on that board?
I would say so. That's a game, you know what, they could go in there and get, actually. You know, those first games, those are that's similar to what happened with the Patriots in Kansas City. You know, those are things.
Didn't the Spurs go in and beat the Warriors on opening night last year?
Yes, they did. And then the Warriors, you know, they figure it out quickly. The Western Conference is absolutely loaded. There are so many different teams with a three-prong attack, even when you look at Portland with McCullough and
McCollum. Yeah.
McCollum. Everything that I see in the Western Conference, Grant, every single night.
I don't see any weaknesses, do you?
No, it's going to be a battle. And even if you go down the list of, you know, like I mentioned, Portland, Damian Lillard, McCollum, and is it Nurkic?
Yeah.
Man, that is formidable.
I know. So, like, to me, I'll tell you what, like, all right, so when you think, I think the Kings are better than these teams. And if you disagree, let me know. I think they're more talented than Phoenix.
Yes.
I think they're more talented than Dallas.
Yes.
And then I'm not willing to go further than that. The Lakers, you know what?
That's a toss-up. Yep.
All right, they're not more talented than Minnesota.
Nope.
They're not as talented as Denver.
That one might be a tough.
Well, they got Paul Millsap
stars.
To go with Nurkic. And
okay.
They, you know?
That's a good point. But both of their players are interior. That's a good point. Yeah, okay. I could give you Denver.
Yes?
Yeah, I'll go to yes for Denver. The Jazz?
I mean, I said Nurkic. I meant Jokic.
Yes.
Nurkic is in Portland. I beg your pardon, Nikola Jokic. And again, you know, Paul Millsap, Jokic, Chandler. My biggest issue with Denver, and we'll talk about this when we come back, I want to know who's going to play point guard for them.
And who's going to shoot the ball.
Yes. Yeah. That's still an issue, I think.
It was last year, and it still is.
Yeah. When I said Nurkic, he's in Portland. They made that trade. Jokic is the guy that is really good.
We'll it's be a right lot back. Of itches.
Yep. Final segment. So I just want to, go down and tell you as we, look at the Kings and the teams that I think that they could be better than. I would agree with you. Flip of the coin with L.A.
Yep.
I don't think they're better than New Orleans, but I think New Orleans is a 35-win team at the top, so I don't think they're going to be very good. But I don't think the Kings are going to win 35 games, so I'd have to say New Orleans is probably a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, again, they're not better than Portland, in my opinion.
Nope.
They're not better than Memphis, in my opinion.
Nope.
They're not better than Utah, in my opinion.
I mean, that one is a toss-up.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm not really sure. But right now, you know, Joe Johnson, Stifle Tower, they have some pieces. So.
All right. So, you know what? For sake of, let's just call it a toss-up.
Okay.
All right. Here are the teams that we 100% would say they're not better than.
Okay.
They're not better than the Warriors, the Spurs, the Rockets. Can I say the Clippers?
Yep.
Okay. The Thunder, the Grizzlies, the Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not better than Denver mm-hmm. with the moves they made. Now, I'm not sold on Denver, but I think they're going to win more games than the Kings.
Okay.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Gotcha.
I don't think the Pelicans are going to be very good, but I think they'll win a few more games than the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Minnesota is better than the Kings. Mm-hmm. And then everyone else, you know.
That's what I said. I said there are 10 solid teams that are probably going to have better records than the Kings. Now, that means that you're within probably 4, 5, 6 games
yeah.
of that 8th spot, and you never know. So,
nope.
but that is, those are some solid teams. Now there are a couple in there that we throw. We don't know. The Lakers might come out and they might be gangbusters. Who knows?
Absolutely. Let's get to some calls with London. Hey, London.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. I know you guys are talking preseason Kings basketball, and you guys are predicting, you know, how many games you know each team is going to win. And I guess my big question was about Bogdanovich. I know that's how he said his name just
yep.
yesterday.
Yep.
I know he's a huge star back in Europe, back in Turkey. And, you know, obviously the team is at the beginning or, in the middle of rebuilding right now.
Mm-hmm.
In our best estimates, if he's as good as he's the if he's as good as we think he could be, what kind of impact could he have on the team in terms of making the team better? You know, are we being conservative with that? Obviously, he hasn't played any basketball in the NBA yet, but, you know, how big is he?
I personally think he's going to be one of the Kings' very best players.
And London, under your premise, you asked a question, and you said how if he is as good as we think he could be, how could he help the team? Let's say that he plays at the two guard. Let's say he beats out Buddy Hield, for instance. If that happens, he makes the team better because now you got an absolute sniper
right.
coming off your bench who
yep.
is going to be playing against second unit players. So that in and of itself, not only did he help the team, but he helped the team by adding a bonus off of your bench that you didn't have at the start of the season. And that's whether that happens or not, I don't know. I'm just kind of answering your question, London.
Well, I guess in current estimations, could he be one of the best players in the league?
In the
no.
league?
No.
No.
Okay. All right, that's all I wanted to know. That's good.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
I don't even know why you would ask that question.
Yeah, in the league,
no.
But who can he be and what can he be? A very smart player, has a huge skill set, really long wingspan. I was impressed yep. with his wingspan. Goodness gracious. You know, he's got some proving to do. There's nothing, and it looks to be that he is totally up to the challenge. He's a hard worker, and he's going to get after it. So we'll see.
All right. I, and again, the one is you hit on this, and sort of the caller. You can think that you know how someone's going to always do in the NBA, but until you see it, you don't know. Now, he's had a lot of international experience, and he's played against very good competition and was highly successful.
Yeah, but that competition isn't the NBA. There is a different level, especially at the position that he's playing, Grant.
Right.
He's playing the two and maybe sometimes the three position. And there are some absolute animals, especially in the Western Conference. Now you got Paul George, you got Carmelo Anthony, then you go up, you got CJ McCollum, and on and on. And James Harden on. And these are legitimate
yep.
scores that absolutely get it done. And they're going to test him on the defensive end before he even does anything. He has his work cut out for him.
Let's get to Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Grant. Hey, I'm so glad. Hi, Doug, as well. Sorry, buddy.
No worries.
I'm, I'm so glad that we're not talking about DeMarcus Cousins right now. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. We're actually talking about a Kings team that's up and coming.
How about
Maybe
that?
Obviously not the best team in the league. Probably not the middle team in the league. But I'm so glad that we're not focused on one idiotic player. And I would love to be – I'd love to have a feed to the New Orleans radio station who covers them to see all the stupid conversations that they have about a cancer on their organization.
Well, first of all, they probably don't have any conversation because nobody cares about the Pelicans in New Orleans. So they probably don't even – no one cares about the Pelicans in New Orleans. They're not even talking about it. They're talking about LSU football. They're talking about the Saints. They're not – even though the Saints stink, they're not talking about the Pelicans. Nobody cares about the Pelicans.
They need to move the Pelicans.
I'm just glad that we're talking about positive forward movement for the Kings.
Yep. Well, that's pretty – Listen, you don't need me to come on the air and say it. It's been very apparent if you are able to see the games, if you are someone that has an issue with eyesight, and maybe you don't, but if you are able to see the games beginning last February, then you don't need me to come on the air and talk about it anymore. It's very apparent.
Absolutely. I agree with it. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you. But I'm with you. They should move the Pelicans because no one cares about them in New Orleans.
No, they do not.
It's a joke.
That is absolute football country, and it's unfortunate. That's why all the seats are different colors. Granted, throws a mirage on television.
And this will be the last year they get a chance to see DeMarcus Cousins play in New Orleans for those 15 or 20 fans that want to see him because he won't be there after this year. So he'll be playing somewhere else.
I would agree with that. I have my money on the Lakers, Grant. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. If he goes to the Lakers, Luke Walton will not be the coach because Luke Walton's not going to coach DeMarcus Cousins. I can guarantee you that.
Magic thinks that he can – Magic thinks along my lines. He thinks that he can make it right with all that talent in one package. He can figure it out. We'll see.
Trust me, it will take Magic about 48 to 72 hours to realize, boy, did I make a mistake. So that's fine. You know what? Again, I don't care.
You can become a billionaire by chance.
I'm just telling you, I've lived it. I've seen it every day. Not going to happen. And here's the other deal. You know, if I'm looking at the Lakers and what they need and what they're still going to try to acquire, I'm not so sure that's the best fit for them when I look at their personnel.
You know, good point, because they are going to want to get up and down the floor, and they're going to want to put the ball in Ball's hands and let him push it and let him assist people.
Right.
Now, if they try to play through somebody, that's why when you talk about the Lakers, Grant, we really don't know what they are, because they have to define themselves as the season goes on.
And, you know, you and I, before the draft, had a player come on from Utah.
Yes, we did.
Right?
Man, Kuzma.
And he really has looked very, very good, like a surprise pick in the first round.
He and Frank Mason jumped out at me, and I just went, whoa. And I know a lot of our callers were like, why in the hell are we having Kuzma on?
Well,
and
you saw something in him, because I said the same thing to you. I'm like, why are we having him on? And you go, Grant, I like him, man. And you go, I think this guy is going to be someone we're going to be talking about. I'm like, okay, let's have him on then.
Yeah, and it was a good interview at the same time. The kid can play. He's bigger than you think. You can play him at the four. Now, can you play him at the three? I don't know, but in the summer league, now that is the summer league, small sample size, he could score the basketball.
Oh, boy, could he ever.
And he played really well. But that also is paired with the ability of Ball to Lonzo Ball to move the ball up and down the floor.
No question. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, and again, I say this, I don't really, I don't care what the Lakers do in the offseason next year. I mean, I really don't. You know what? I'm worried about what the Kings are going to do in the offseason, you know, next year after what they did this year. And you know what would be great? Be honest with you. It would be great if the Lakers were good and the Kings were good.
Oh, it would be absolutely stupendous.
Correct.
And oddly enough, Grant, it's built that way around two point guards that both have a tremendous upside. And I like the fact that the Kings have that similar to what we were talking about with Cleveland. They have two starting fives.
Right.
They have depth. And I think that's the way to compete right now.
You remember what I asked De'Aaron Fox about?
Oh, yeah.
I said, is it media manufactured rivalry? Because, it's completely a media manufactured rivalry.
And I said, well, they are the Lakers. So when you see them,
that's right.
Just go after them.
Absolutely. All right. A's baseball is coming on next. We'll be on tomorrow after A's baseball, and we've got a lot to talk about. So make it a great evening, everybody, and thanks for listening to Grant Napier and Doug Christie on Sports 1140 KHDK.